iPad usage policy, which I'll turn over to Marilyn Liebman, because I think we have that.
We had a discussion back in March on the iPad usage policy. I know that many board members already have iPads. The discussion at that point revolved around who's going to own the iPads. Was it possible for a board member to purchase it and for us to provide a reimbursement for that? We researched that a little bit further and found out that that was not possible. So we changed a few things in this policy and did a little bit more research on it. So at this point, upon the adoption of the policy, those board members who do wish an iPad, it would be purchased by Sisera and distributed by Sisera. It would remain our property. Ultimately, anything you do on that iPad is public information. If you have your own iPad, then only the work that you do for Sisera is the public information. The contention we had on the policy when we first presented it was, as a draft, was that each individual board member would be responsible for loss or damage to their iPad. We have gone through some discussions with our insurance company on this and looked at other insurance. We are able to insure for a very low cost for damage, malfunction, system failure of the iPad, but not for loss or theft. So in discussion with our insurance provider, they suggested that we self-insure for that. So any language in here about the board member being responsible for theft or loss has been removed, and we would self-insure that. So we, by the issuance of this policy or the acceptance of it, we can go ahead and order iPads for any board members who wish an iPad. We definitely are able to distribute board packets either way. We can still do paper for those who prefer not to go the iPad route.
Okay. Yes.
Is it questions you're ordering?
Okay. Gabe, Karen, and Jerry. Gabe?
So why is it impossible to give the funds in lieu of doing the iPad?
We talked to tax counsel about it, and we don't want to create any IRS issues with that at all. And I believe the Ice Miller suggested that that was not a good option. Tax counsel.
Okay, Karen?
I just want to speak to it. I have a county iPad, and I love it. And what I will say, because I read the policy and I think it's great, it doesn't preclude personal use.
Correct.
If, you know, I do download some, just to let you know, some personal apps, as long as they're free. An example is I have a Nook, which is an e-reader through Barnes & Noble, but it's a free app. So it allows me to take this only when I travel, and I know a lot of the board members travel. So I just want to assure folks that you can still do personal use on it as long as you're not incurring an expense. The question I have, and I appreciate all the research you did, is there any advantage to purchasing through the county and getting that a discount rate, or have you already looked into that?
We already have our Verizon phones on the county account, so we probably would get the same deals.
Yeah, yes. Because when you're talking about insurance and self-insurance, I'll leave that to you, but I did a bad thing. I dropped it accidentally, and I would have continued using it, but it splintered, and I got little slivers in my hands. So, you know, they came and exchanged it right away, so any kind of thing with that is great. And so I speak to the policy. I think it's fabulous. You'll love them. Even though I have a hard copy today.
The only thing that I should say the policy is allowing, we would issue iPads without the 3G, 4G. So we'll install a secure wireless in the boardroom. And so anywhere you have wireless, we'll use Dropbox right now for public documents. You would be able to bring up the agenda that way.
Will we be able to do that with our own iPad?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
As long as we give you the password.
That's the question.
So you need our Dropbox password?
The same rate you pay at a hotel.
No. You'll have a password to access the wireless system.
Right. But I already get it here. I can go on.
Well, you're fine then.
Okay, but you said Dropbox.
We will set up Dropbox for all the board members also.
Okay.
We're at the preliminary stages
okay.
of this.
Okay. So. I just already have Dropbox, so you would need my password in order to put documents in, or you would set your own Dropbox.
We may do it. I don't know yet.
Okay.
I don't know yet.
Jerry.
Not surprisingly, I have some questions on the policy itself.
Okay.
Okay.
So whenever that's an opportune
yes, right
time
now.
To raise those.
Go for it.
A couple things. Page 2. Under the section liability, the first question I have is... what a dangerous file is? I think probably what we mean is malware or something. That's technically the expression that goes along with it. But otherwise, I think that kind of...
Where are you?
Here.
One.
C1 on page 2.
Page 2 dangerous. On the draft.
Oh,
I'm
dangerous
sorry.
Files.
Dangerous files.
It could be malware, Jerry. It could also be I mean, there are so many different types of files. And one could be one that's installed there that actually allows somebody else access.
Yeah.
We...
So I just it's a, not a particularly precise term. That's I have more concern with C2. What does that mean? It's not liable for any material stored on the iPads. Does that mean Cicera material?
No,
it just means Cicera's not liable.
You're
not
that download you did the other day.
No. But my point is, if you've got Cicera material on it, you're suggesting that you're not responsible. That's
they're saying on your personal.
You're not
use.
Liable for any Cicera material either.
No.
Remember,
when you use Dropbox, it doesn't... Well, here's the thing, Jerry. When you use Dropbox, it does not download it to your computer, is my understanding. You're reading it through Dropbox.
Right, the cloud.
So
you can take Dropbox.
And most things on an iPad use... Tell me if I'm totally off on this. Tim knows. He's a techie on this part. Does it actually download things to your iPad?
If
or
you have the right apps, it does.
You have the option of downloading.
You have the option.
Yeah, if you have the right apps, so like I have Microsoft Office apps that I actually can take some files and store them temporarily on my device and use them in those.
So perhaps we should say Cicera is not liable for any non-Cicera material.
Yeah, it seems to me it ought to be a little bit more narrow than that. And go ahead and put the board member on the hook for not having some, you know, Cicera not being liable for something that's not related to Cicera.
For any non-Cicera, okay.
This seems pretty broad to me.
Yeah, what they're meaning is your personal use of the computer while you're...
D1, I'm not sure why we add, although it will not be done routinely. Second sentence, although it will not routinely do so. Why do we say that to a board member? Why don't we simply say something like, retains the right to monitor the use of iPads owned by Cicera as it deems necessary?
Okay.
Or something like
that.
Or just retain. You know, Cicera retains the right to monitor
me, that's
the
like
use
saying, you know, the speed limit's 65, and although we won't monitor it very often, we reserve the right to flag you every once in a while.
Okay. So, I don't quite get that. So we'll get rid of the first part of that sentence.
Okay. And maybe just add, as it deems necessary, and that comes up later on, too.
So can I go back to one, your first recommendation?
Sure.
Do you want them to identify a little more malware or examples of dangerous files?
I take Marilyn's point that you can't possibly identify every single thing,
but
somehow the word
there.
Dangerous seems to me to be...
But I think on that point, I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, it says that we're accepting responsibility for keeping the iPad free from these files. These files come as attachments routinely, and, you know, I'm not going to take responsibility for what malware files do, you know, particularly if I come in here and then I'm now connected to a Dropbox and, you know, something filters its way through a system.
I guess my interpretation of that would be you hit a button and it downloads something and you know you have a virus. You bring it into my IT staff. They take care of it for you. So it's your responsibility to keep it free, but that doesn't mean guard it from anything that happens.
Okay.
It's just...
So the way I read that was it's my responsibility to go find somebody to take the...
No. Our IT staff will take care of this.
Okay, so maybe you need to put board members will coordinate with the IT staff. Board members and the staff will coordinate with the IT staff for keeping their iPad free of all inappropriate or dangerous malware. Files. Something like that.
Say that.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm after you.
Okay.
Sorry. No, I still have.
Sorry, Jerry.
If it's okay.
He's got a list.
Oh,
well,
okay.
No, it's
problem,
not an exhaustive list.
He's on page 2 already.
No, I'm up to page 3. I'm moving
around.
Okay,
right good.
Some of these things are things that my English teachers, you know, threw out at me on my writing many times.
Thank you.
The word colloquial appeared on many of my written items. So things like shouldn't personally profit such as advertising, rentals, or selling things. What is that like peddling stuff?
Where are you?
D.
Top page.
Small
three.
I.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, maybe just make it sales or something. Selling things.
Sales.
Sound a little Arkansas to me.
We could, well, everyone's
well,
selling.
You're not supposed to have eBay on it. That's
okay.
What the deal
that.
Is.
Selling things? Okay. Selling
items, does that work?
Or sales, you know, such as advertising, rentals, sales. Or other such uses.
Sales.
Can I interject? That's what I was going to talk about on that. Let's say you check your eBay account.
Uh-huh.
I'm serious.
I didn't bring it up for that.
Go for it.
Yeah. Okay. So is that saying don't do it, or is it more of the letter of the laws and spirit of the law? If I go to an eBay account.
Does that mean like buying things?
I don't even do it, but I'm just throwing it out as an example.
Yeah.
So if you go in your eBay account and actually buy something while you're traveling on Cicero Business.
Well, regardless when you're on the iPad there.
We're going to claw back that misuse.
And the question is?
Just better not appear on your demand.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, let's say hypothetically you're selling something on eBay and you decide while you're traveling to check it, how your account's doing. Or somebody says there's a bid and you go sell. Would that be something that would fall under that thing? Again, that's a letter law, spirit law. Is that kind of saying don't be using this for a business purpose, but if you're selling a personal item on eBay, would it fall under that, or is that being too minute on that?
Are you selling for personal profit?
I would say you would be.
Then this is prohibiting you from doing that on the iPad.
Okay, that's one you would know.
Does the same thing apply if you want to buy?
If you plan on selling it later.
That's what I thought.
As long as you're using your own money.
Bob,
that's right.
If you plan on selling it later.
That means you can't sell it later.
Can't resell it.
Then you hit those conflict of interest issues, $200, right?
Is Jerry done?
Nope.
Okay. Jerry, you have another one?
It'll take too long to get the floor back. Just a couple other things.
Go for it, Jerry.
I think it might be better if under small I, 2I, B, and having the second sentence, having the board acknowledge the majority of its members may not communicate. I mean, we
instead of recognize.
C. So this is a minor thing, but at the end, maybe it's when it says to contact the retirement chief executive officer or designee to seek clarification, because we were saying if you have a question, you know, that's where you're looking for the answer. Last page, Richard.
All right.
Okay.
Two, might be better to say the board members and staff may not modify. In other words, they just do not have the authority. They do not have permission to modify.
That's that must word you have concerns about, isn't it?
Yeah, just, you know, they may not. May means you don't have the authority. You're not allowed to do it.
Is your intention to prohibit it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it should be must.
But you'd like to use the word may?
Well, whatever.
It should be must. It really should be must, because this is important.
Okay.
If you have an iPad and somebody's going in there and hacking that software and doing something, that's major. We're a licensee. Cicero's going to be the licensee on this. That can create major issues if you hack the software for warranty, for everything else.
And you could even say, you could say they do not have the authority to modify, upgrade, or attempt to
repair. Are prohibited from.
Are prohibited from. That's fine. Okay. Only two other items. F1, I'm thinking you might want to put that as deems necessary instead of although it may not routinely be done again.
So take out the although it will not routinely do so.
Yeah.
We just say routine as deemed. Okay.
And may not elect to use that.
Must be under three.
Hang on. Yeah, I'm still looking at number three. May elect to use what shall remain their property. I think it's really nice that we've confirmed that, you know, if you own the iPad, it's actually yours.
Well, I'd like.
It's good that we've.
I think that should say board and staff, because I bought my own.
I was wondering if whether we want to strengthen that and say, you know, all the data storage and usage policies with regard to Cicero data applies to the use of personal iPads to handle such data, or something like that. Basically says, if you're using your own iPad, everything still applies when it comes to Cicero stuff. And, you know, it may or may not be necessary to say that, but...
No, I don't think it is.
All right. If that's presumed or assumed, then I'm okay with that.
Okay. With the exception, you can go on eBay on your personal.
As long as you don't resell it.
And buy it.
Yeah, I have a question, and I don't necessarily have a problem with the iPad policy, but could we use our iPhones in the same manner? Because I'd like to have access on the iPhone, not so much have an iPad, especially if I wanted to grab a quick check of the agenda or something.
I will have to find out if you can install Dropbox on.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't want to download. I just it's like I just want to be able to look.
Sure, you can use our website for that, or we can set you up with Dropbox on your iPad. I mean, on your iPhone, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. But as long as I can look, that was my first one. The other one is, I'm going to disagree a little bit with Karen. You know, the county has a policy like for iPads and also certainly for iPhones, and it is very restrictive. And the language a lot of times is very similar to this. So it's really how administration interprets it. But I have seen some actions where people have been disciplined for buying something.
That's what I would just ask.
Okay, and I'm just telling you, sometimes there is a very strict interpretation because the structure is, I guess a lot of people get to make calls. And personally, like I have an iPhone for work and I have my own personal iPhone. I'm really concerned about my iPhone at work. It's actually a bad tool because with all the restrictions, it's what the iPhone does, and it is just too easy to move from work to personal stuff. I'm just the nature of the game. You can move. So I just want to caution people about that. When they say it shouldn't be used for personal stuff, it's really an effort to do that, and it's so easy to fall into a trap. And all of a sudden you get caught. And I understand the comment made about if it's your personal iPad and you're hooked in, it's your personal stuff in private. I don't think that cuts it either. I think if you use your personal iPad and there's CCERA stuff on it, people can make a case they want to see everything just to make sure you're telling the truth, which means your personal stuff is opened up.
Right, I told you that.
So this is the board's policy, and you can set limits, and you can make it more restrictive if you'd like. Mm-hmm. One issue is buying items. If the consensus is to prohibit users of the CSERA-issued iPads from buying items, then we can add that in. That is simply up to the board. If the board would like to have additional restrictions on personal use or prohibit personal use completely, that is, again, the board's decision.
I think it's lovely that you put in there that your personal use for a public information request, you will only take from a personal iPad, you'll respond to it by only giving to CSERA data. But I think, Richard, and from my own experience, it doesn't mean when the newspaper applies for it. I explained very clearly on the Chevron issue as a council member, I used my personal home computer and they asked for 1,000 documents.
Yep.
Personal. They went through all my personal documents, 1,000 documents. So, and there was no way for me to protect myself from that. So I think people just got to understand if you use your personal one, that's the life you got to live. You could one day be asked to turn everything over to Mr. Bornstein and there's nothing you can do about it. So,
I think one of the differences of the iPad is it doesn't typically store information. What we're accessing on there is our, like when I take it and travel my work email, it's accessed, but it's on the server here, so it's not stored on the iPad at all. I think it does change things.
Okay.
I have a suggestion change to.
Okay.
But we're still on Jerry's.
Okay.
Oh, I thought I was done. I'm sorry.
Back on C1.
Page 2C.
2C1. Here's a proposal. Board members and staff accept responsibility for keeping their iPad free from from inappropriate or dangerous files by working with CSERA IT staff to identify potential issues.
That's better.
How about they must work with IT staff?
You're saying the same thing. Do we have enough IT staff?
Well, that's our next item.
Okay, anything else?
We're going to reallocate.
Yeah, I got a question.
Yes, Jerry.
Since you're buying a lot of these for the board and some staff, have you chosen a company to buy from, and are we getting a deal? And if we are getting a deal, if we wanted to buy a personal one in the same lot so that we could have our own personal one, because some of these things then would not apply and we could use our own personal one, can we get in and buy it if it's a deal and it's
one. Number one, I've not seen, we're using iPads, and so that's just Apple. I've never seen Apple cut any deals on iPads, ever.
Right. And the deal, you can't do that, Jerry.
What's your job classification, Jerry?
Retired.
Just a point of clarification on the email, and somebody can correct me technically.
Yeah.
Emails that you get are, I believe, stored on the apparatus.
Temporarily.
Right. Well, temporarily. I mean, every time I bring up emails, I don't happen to have a G4 capability, so my own personal one is in Wi-Fi. As long as those emails are out there and unresponded to, they're out there.
There's a couple settings on there, but it tends to keep kind of a your most recent 100 emails, 1,000 emails, but it does rotate off there.
Right. So there's only 1,000 that'll be on there.
It could be. I understand.
Now you're saying
that. The boring settings just free.
Exactly.
That's a setting on it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, depending upon what your setting is, then
maybe a class on this.
They
were on a witch hunt to believe I violated the Brown Act, so that's why they looked at every year. Yes,
it's discoverable. Is my point.
Oh, discoverable.
Because it's on your machine.
Yeah.
Well, if it's your personal email account, whether it's on your machine or not, or whether it's on the server, some emails are subject to review or request for information, whether it's on the server or whether it's on your iPad or your phone or your laptop,
it's in the cloud.
If they can be accessed.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. A lot of this comes down, I think, to personal usage. I probably go totally beyond. I haven't got anything out there more than a day or so.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're just not going to find anything out there. It's just because I go crazy on deletes.
Well, just because
and
you,
deleting my deletes.
Just because you delete it, don't mean it's gone.
It's gone.
Right.
But I delete my deletes too, and that helps.
People in jail learn that lesson.
Even so, that's not going
to
do it.
Have you not listened to the news this week,
yeah.
Jerry?
They just go to the server.
Yeah. Wait just a minute.
Right.
Hello, Barack.
They're reading it before you are, Jerry.
Exactly.
So you're saying the NSA already has this stuff?
Yes.
Oh, in your case, you're dozing off.
And then they'll send you an email to confirm.
They say that stands for.
Go ahead. We're trying to give the floor to someone else. We're getting there.
Only two questions. Okay. Number one is page one, section two, general principles. CCSR will issue an iPad to each board member as requested. Can we say upon request? And page two, B1, the last sentence is violation of such any such licenses, terms, and the laws shall constitute a violation of this policy. So the question is, what are the consequences of such a violation?
We take the iPad away.
That's it?
Oh, I don't know about that, but that's a start.
I think we would have a discussion with that board member.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
There really isn't anything in this policy that says we're going to take it away from you.
Okay.
Well, that should be next.
Be subject to disciplinary
and one final
to be determined.
More lunches.
this iPad will only do wireless.
Correct.
So if you do wish to use it,
it'll only do Wi-Fi.
It'll only do Wi-Fi. You're going to have a separate plan. To use the 4G
or hang out at Starbucks.
Well, that's just it. Wi-Fi is not everywhere.
But it's a lot of places.
Yeah. The iPad will not have the hardware to do 3G.
Well,
or
this is an.
Oh, you'll have to add it.
You have to add the plan.
It either comes with or without, and there's no changing.
So when we order it for you, we will not pay for the data plan, but you need to let us know if you wish the hardware in that iPad so that you can buy that plan on your own.
Yeah, but that involves buying the hardware that will support it. You'll have to buy a 4G or a Wi-Fi model. That's your choice. I mean, so the policy is either you're going to get just Wi-Fi orders, or you're going to have to designate that for someone who wants 4G, you'll have to buy a 4G model, and they'll have to pay for their own data plan.
Correct.
Because the Wi-Fi plan doesn't automatically support 4G.
Correct.
I just bring up a point. I mentioned before when we travel, I'd like to have access to Wi-Fi. So we talked about amending our policy to pay for the hotel charges X. But if we get the 4G one, that would resolve that, how I understand
it. You'd be
that.
Independent all the time.
I can't recommend that because I don't know how many board members are really doing CISERA business on the 4G when they're traveling. Or if it's your employer's business, they should be the one covering that. That's my feeling. So you have to...
Yeah, but me and Gabe, our job is, our board business is our regular job.
Okay, well, that makes sense. I'm just saying, if you're traveling and you're not doing board business...
Right. But I'm just saying, you may be talking about two different machines. If you if you buy a Wi-Fi enabled machine only, it doesn't matter if you buy a data plan. It's not going to work.
So, but if we bought Wi-Fi iPads here, there are lots of places where you could might want to do work that you will not be able to because there isn't Wi-Fi available. That's what I'm thinking.
Right. In which case, you can actually you can buy a hotspot, and you can I mean you can buy a
gadget.
I have
it on my iPhone.
Works slick as a whistle.
It
just you know charges. It's about $30 a month or something like that, and it turns your Wi-Fi into
4G. You can also tether to your current phone if you have a relatively updated phone. You can tether to the phone.
Okay.
And use the
I use my own iPhone as a hotspot.
Right.
And so I could do this on this Wi-Fi one. Wi-Fi only one would do it.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So the important idea here is that you'd still be responsible for the 4G data plan. Unless somebody just recommended to change that. I heard debate on it, but I didn't hear actually somebody ask for a change.
I think the debate was on the cost of the iPad that we would have to pay more for one that would had 4G accessibility.
Right. So I hear
that it looks like everybody can deal with wireless in some fashion.
So the you know the standard issue iPad will be a Wi-Fi enabled only.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
For the board.
Okay. All right.
Any more changes, or should we go through them real quick?
No, I think I'm okay with it.
Thank you.
I think we should have the changes, right?
The only one I'm not clear on is page 4, F3. And do we want to say something as simple as board and staff members may elect to use their own iPads for Sisera business?
Yeah.
And leave it at that?
Leave it at that.
Why is that even in there?
Why is that necessary?
Yeah, I don't see why it's necessary.
We can take 3 out completely.
Okay.
That's fine.
And not knowing how the different policies are, and the reason I asked what Jerry's classification is, can't Sisera employees who would be eligible for this benefit get them... In other words, as a mid-manager or a manager, I can buy my own iPad and be reimbursed through the county. So if our Sisera employees wanted their own, rather than having Sisera buy it for them and being a Sisera iPad, can they not buy their own and be reimbursed through their manager?
We can definitely look into that,
Yeah, I would, because...
Technically, they can. Right? The employees can. It's we board members can't because we're
not
covered by
that. Well, that's
why I
asked if there's an employee like if Brian's, he could buy his own and be reimbursed through the county thing and then, you know, be rid of being under all that.
Are you saying you want to reimburse me for mine I just bought?
Yeah, you could.
It's allowed reimbursement under professional
development. I'm such a budget picky person that I always figure we spend so much more than that on education every single year for all of our staff. Even though it's there, we have never really made use of it.
No, and I know I have to watch it for my office, too, but it is a benefit there, and they do use them back and forth for both business and, you know, so, whatever.
You know what, I didn't really have a problem with...
Harvey has a question.
I didn't really have a problem with at least the board members that wanted to buy the additional equipment so they could do 4G rather than just Wi-Fi for the board members, simply because, really, take a step back. I understand, you know, people around here who work for the county, but there are a lot of other people on the board that don't have anything to do with the county or any of the employers. They take off work from their employment. Not all of us are retired or come on the board. They work for other entity that has no benefit whatsoever for you being here. I mean, you can't cough up the expense of the equipment for the 4G. I mean, come on. It's not like we have a high stipend for the time and energy people put here.
$5 an hour.
I mean, really, I don't really have any problem whatsoever with acquire. If one board member really wanted to have the 4G rather than Wi-Fi, I don't care if we had to buy the equipment for it. We get their plan.
Well, but then there is a monthly fee for that, which is not onerous, but it's about $30 a month.
You know, ongoing. I wouldn't even have a problem with that personally, to tell you the truth.
Mine's 25.
And the county's iPhone doesn't have a hotspot.
It's then they're on.
New one.
What do you mean a hotspot?
I can't make it a hotspot like I can my own personal iPhone. They didn't load it.
You're telling me your time is not valuable when you go on these site visits and everything else to qualify for $30 a month access for 4G. I think that's...
Why is everybody looking at me?
It's your fault.
I really even...
Gotta focus on somebody.
It's not your head, yes, Karen.
It's not like this board has
Look at Marilyn. She makes the decision. I'll write it. Whatever you decide, I'll write it.
What is the cost difference between the Wi-Fi and the 4G?
It's that $30.
On the iPad
itself? No, on the iPad itself.
No, the initial cost of purchasing it. What is it, over $100?
About $100.
A little over $100.
So it's a one-time $100 fee to buy the equipment.
And then?
And then you get your $30 payment after.
I think it's about
monthly.
150.
Yeah.
100 to 150.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I'll leave it up to you guys because you're going to be the one doing it. But to me, I just didn't think it was, in light of the time people put in, that big of a deal.
Well, if you need a motion.
Harvey has a comment.
Yes.
Depending on where this comes out in this discussion, you can slice out F2 as well, because if the iPads that are going to be provided are only going to be Wi-Fi enabled, then you don't need F2. Right. Since purchasing a plan will do people no good.
Right, exactly.
Just to throw another wrench in here, if you buy an iPad with 4G, through Verizon or Sprint or whoever, they do discount it just like a phone, but you're tied into a two-year data plan.
Okay.
So just as throwing it out there as another brand.
You have the option.
You have the option, yes. You can either pay the full price
or you can pay a discount
and have access to it. But when you buy, one other thing, when you buy an iPad, each iPad is it used to be when they first came out, it was only AT&T data plan.
Right, that's not true anymore.
It's not true anymore, but each iPad is unique. So you have to buy a Verizon, or not necessarily from Verizon, but with Verizon connection or AT&T connection or Sprint connection.
No. I just bought mine at the Apple store. Not that this is recorded, but I bought one with 4G, came back, connected it to our Verizon plan. I didn't buy it with one particular provider or another, and it works fine.
No, not from one particular provider, but I think the hardware
it's
in it.
It's because you have Verizon. Because when I got my replacement, at first they gave me an AT&T one, and that will not work in the board chambers. So I turned it in. I can't use my personal phone.
I know that. AT&T doesn't work anywhere.
Not these chambers, the supervisor's chambers. So I had to get one that was already set up to be a Verizon one, so I can use it in the board chambers.
Okay, so that it. I must have maybe
you got lucky, Marilyn.
I got lucky. So here's.
They usually ask you who your provider is.
Okay, maybe they.
But you don't. Short-term memory. You don't do it. You don't have to have. It doesn't have to. You can get an iPad. Mm-hmm. You don't have, and you have Verizon on your phone. You're not connecting to your Verizon phone data plan. There's a monthly sign up that you have on the iPad that you put a credit card in, and they'll automatically bill it. And so you don't have to, if you have a Verizon phone, you don't have to have a Verizon iPad in order to access the data plan. So it just gets more complicated.
So a question then, given all this discussion, it looks like the last outstanding item is under F2. Harvey just mentioned this. Do we want to allow any language in here so that the board can purchase, pay the difference to purchase an iPad with a 4G plan, and then pay for the 4G plan on your own?
I would like that. It sounds like I was talking with Richard. I check work email. I mean, check, see if the minutes were posted when I'm gone, things like that.
Didn't you just say that there's an IRS app? You're going to...
Well, No. We would purchase the iPad, but I think that...
Oh, and then the member
I don't know.
Purchase
this
the...
is, this gets, Harvey, it gets very confusing.
If I can help clarify, the iPad can come, all iPads come Wi-Fi capable.
Sure.
Wi-Fi is not everywhere. If you travel like I do and a lot of people do, you don't want to rely on Wi-Fi. Plus, if you're on an airplane, you get Gojo or something, it costs you $18 at a pop.
And you can't get Verizon anyway.
Okay. To get the 4G plan or the 3G plan, that's what Brian was talking about. You have to get an iPad that is Verizon 4G.
We got that.
Or everything else like that, right? it's about $100-some-odd more for the equipment to have that capability. It is incredibly well worth it. And then the data plan is $20, $25, or $30, depending on how much data you want to take per month.
So you're suggesting that if a member wants to get that, they would pay that difference plus the monthly fee?
You can decide. With it, there's two differences. There's a monthly fee, and then there's the additional cost of having a iPad that's loaded with the 4G capability. But that person will have to tell you, do they want a Verizon 4G? Mm-hmm. Do they want AT&T 4G or whatever? So before you buy, you got to know which one you're buying. That's all.
It sounds like the original decision, the next decision here needs to be, are we going to pay for the 4G for our board members?
I would say you pay for the 4G, because what happens if I have a 4G and then I get off the board, I give you my machine back,
I think you
do
pay.
I get my money for the 4G
Chair,
back?
No.
Yeah.
Buy them with the 4G.
My question, Marilyn,
is it
we're saying here that this was in the budget to make these purchases. Do we have in the budget enough funds to pay for the 4G capable device?
For the capable device, yes.
Yes.
For the ongoing Verizon, probably not. Ongoing data plan, probably not within the telephone, but you know how I run the budget. I have the money somewhere if that's what the board
but
wants to do.
But with the plan, I do agree with your assessment earlier that our board members are not necessarily full-time employees. They certainly are not full-time employees of this system. And so to the extent that they are traveling and need access to the internet, if they're full-time employees, their employer should pay for that. If they're not full-time employees, we don't think CSERA is justified in paying for that plan.
I agree.
With regards to this board, I want to make a motion.
Yes, okay.
With regards to the board, that we authorize the CEO to buy the iPad with the 4G capability.
We'll put it in the policy because we're working on the
policy. Put it in the policy.
So add
with the
policy.
4G capability. And the discussion about the monthly fee for that, I'm going to put off to another time because I'm not sure about whether or not, I mean.
It should not be on CSERA.
It should not be on CSERA.
It should be on the individual.
It should be on the individual.
If that individual has their employer pay for it, so be it. If not, it's on
basically make it a 4G capability.
Okay, so we will add that into A1 that says upon approval of the CSERA Board of Retirement, one iPad with data capability, because I don't, by the time this gets done, it'll probably be 5G. So we'll add with data capability. Okay.
From a business decision, if you're going to buy iPads, you should buy them with the built-in Wi-Fi anyway, because if you've got board members that turn over and you've got to use them for something else.
We're going to have both Wi-Fi and 4G capability, and he's stating the option.
Buy the Cadillac version.
Yeah,
that's what
the option
want.
Is the monthly fee
Thank
will
you.
Be
we'll
up
take
to
the
individual.
Cadillac.
Buick or whatever you want to call it. The one that's got everything.
So, Marilyn, the correct term, according to Tim, is cellular data capability. So that would be 4G, 5G, 10,000G.
Cellular data capability. Have it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's the motion.
Okay. So that amendment is put in.
That amendment is already in the policy. So we can just, if you want to.
So are we moving the policy? That's what you want to do.
I think we just amended the policy.
The policy. Now that's been changed, unless anybody else has any more changes.
So the policy, my understanding is that it currently says that we buy our own data plans.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor.
To approve it as amended?
Approve the policy as amended.
Approve it as amended with all the edits. All in favor, say aye.
Oh, wait, I don't have a second. I'm sorry.
Second.
Thank you.
I thought there was an initial motion.
Okay. First. Second. Okay. Yes. Thank you.
First, second. All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any abstentions? Any objections? So be it.
Moving forward slowly.
Thank you. All right, we have a few conferences coming.